The U.S. and China are poised to showcase a positive outcome from their leaders meeting at the upcoming APEC summit, highlighting quick agreements on soybean purchases, fentanyl controls, and tariff extensions, though deeper issues like national security and tech rivalry remain unresolved, merely delaying a shift to a multipolar world without derailing the current risk on sentiment. This easing of tensions typically weakens the dollar broadly as global growth concerns fade and investors favor non-dollar assets. Traders should now eye the FOMC meeting, where markets expect October and December rate cuts, with Powell's tone on pausing QT or further 2026 easing likely pressuring the dollar short term, especially if other G10 central banks like the BOJ, ECB, Bank of Canada, and RBA hold steady, widening rate differentials. Additional U.S. dollar headwinds include renewed Fed independence worries from President Trump's shortlist to replace Powell with a low-rate advocate, and a Supreme Court case starting November 5th on Trump's tariffs, with over 60% odds of them being struck down by mid-2026, potentially sparking instability and faster dollar declines, though some weakness is already priced in, while hopes rise for ending the U.S. government shutdown by Thanksgiving or sooner. U.S. data shows cooling home prices, slowing manufacturing deterioration, and consumer confidence dipping amid job worries, reinforcing a December Fed cut. The ECB plans to hold rates tomorrow in a Goldilocks scenario, with Lagarde stressing policy stability despite risks, supporting euro-dollar bulls alongside U.S.-China de-escalation and French budget compromises, even as German consumer confidence unexpectedly fell. Dollar-yen has been chopping around amid Fed BOJ caution, Japanese intervention hints, and U.S. comments curbing yen weakness, with markets underestimating potential BOJ hawkishness on persistent inflation. Longer-term fiscal discipline under Takaichi regime could limit yen depreciation, though improved U.S.-China ties may cap yen gains short-term. Aussie dollar benefits from risk-on flows and RBA Governor Bullock's hawkish tilt, citing sticky inflation and a softening but stable labor market, amplified by Q3 CPI surging driven by electricity, housing, and transport costs as energy rebates expired, effectively ruling out a November or even 2026 rate cuts and setting up further upside for the Australian dollar if the Fed sounds dovish. That's all for now.